All right, so we're gathered here with some brothers and sisters online and in person, and we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper together as a body. And today I want to talk about, we often try to bring like different aspects as we feel led by the Spirit. Today we're going to, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're going to read the account of that, of course, but I want to talk about just one aspect, and that is faithfulness. I want to ponder the Lord's faithfulness as we consider the Lord's Supper and what He's done for us as we look forward to our hope for the future. I just want to read a bunch of verses on faithfulness, encourage us in what we have in our Lord. Deuteronomy 7:9. Now therefore, that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. So there's an awesome promise right there of a faithful God. Psalm 36:5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. So this idea that God is faithful, it should give us great encouragement. Why? We can believe in His promises, we can believe His word, we can believe what He's done for us. That's why we're focusing on this. Psalm 89:5. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. So there you go. The congregation of the saints, we can trust in the faithfulness of our God, our Lord. We don't have to doubt, we don't have to worry, we don't have to wonder. I think that's where we get our peace and our joy from, because we can rest in that and we don't have to wonder or worry or be anxious. If our God is faithful, He is faithful. Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee, I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. So yeah, we can tie truth and faithfulness together with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord. Lamentations 3:23. Most of you know this verse. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lamentations talks about the mercies of God, but great is the faithfulness of God. No one's more faithful than God Himself. And then moving to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just a reminder of the faithfulness of God. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation that taketh you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So we can be trusting and know that God is faithful to give us what we need as we walk through this Christian life. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. There's a glorious promise right there. He's faithful. We can trust in Him. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore in all things it behoove Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be merciful and faithful, may be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of His people. Yeah, praise God, Christ was faithful unto the death for us, and also in the resurrection. The Father was faithful as well. 1 Peter 4:19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Have you ever thought about this? Look at the creation of God. Do you ever ponder like gravity and the rotation and the seasons and the flow and the chemistry and the DNA and your body functions? God's faithful to keep that all working and going. Of course, sin affects it, but God is still faithful in all of that. That word faithful, simple definition, I like this. True, trusty, to be relied upon. You know, people always talk about my car is really trusty, or my wife or my husband is trusty, but this level of trust and faithfulness in God is above all and it is all. He is the all in all. We're doing a verse by verse study through Revelation, and I've really been interested in the Alpha and Omega. He is, he was, and is to come. He's the all in all, the beginning and the end. I love that. God's faithful in all of that. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, that's what this Lord's Supper is all about, what Christ has done for us. Revelation 1:5. As I was just speaking, we're studying through Revelation. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Yeah, that's what Christ did for us. That's what the Lord's Supper is all about. So ponder those verses. There's a lot more on the faithfulness of God. And we need to note this. As Christ is faithful to us, the Bible calls us to be faithful to Christ, those of us that are born of the gospel of his death, burial, and resurrection. Matthew 25:23. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So we're called to be faithful. If we're faithful in small things, God will grant more things. That's not a prosperity gospel. That just means he'll allow us to do more for him, for the kingdom, for others. And so pondering the faithfulness of God takes us right to what our Lord did for us in his death, beaten, battered, and bruised for us, bloodied. And he went to the stake, the cross, some people know it as, the tree. And he gave up his life, sacrificed for us, but then he did rise again to defeat death. And I like the words of our Lord. I'm going to read Mark 14:22-25. And as they did eat, Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, of course it had wine in it, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is the blood of my New Testament covenant, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. So this is what our Lord has done for us. This is why we live and try to live faithful, keeping his commandments that are for us today, preaching the gospel to those around us, encouraging and edifying each other to go on up and in and on in the truth of God. And we do this all for his glory because of what he has done for us, coming down as fully man, fully God, living the perfect life we couldn't do, becoming the perfect righteousness that we need, dying and rising again, defeating death, shedding his blood for the remission of sins, and then sending the Holy Spirit, we can't forget that, who dwells in us. We're the temple of God today. And he enables us faithfully, he's faithful, by the Holy Spirit and the Word to teach us, guide us, comfort us, convict us, to do the work he's called us to do. We have many good things to do, good works to do. Titus 2 tells us to be of good works. Ephesians 2 says we're made for good works. So as we ponder what our Lord did for us, the bread and the wine, and we partake and we eat this over a meal, let us remember what our Lord did, our faithful Lord, and let us be called to be faithful to him, faithful to each other, and faithful to go forth and preach the gospel to the lost around us as he's called us to do. Thank you, Father, for this glorious gift that you allow us to partake of today. And now I'm going to pray before we partake.